If you're listening to this, then you likely already know that being an independent musician can be a lonely road. And maybe your friends and your family just don't fully understand why you do what you do or why you invest so much time, energy, and money towards achieving your music goals. And especially early on, it can be hard to find people who really understand what you're trying to accomplish and how to make it happen. So that's where Modern Musician comes in. My name is Michael Walker, and you know, I can understand and relate to that feeling. I've been there myself, and so has our team of independent artists. And the truth is that basically everything good in my life has been the result of music. It's the reason I met my wife. It's why I have my three kids. It's how I met my best friends. And now with Modern Musician, we've seen so many talented artists who started out with a dream, with a passion, but without really a fan base, without a business, and be able to take that and turn it into a sustainable full-time career and be able to impact hundreds of thousands, even millions of fans with their music. And we've had thousands of messages from artists who've told us that we've helped change their lives forever. And it just gets even more exciting, fulfilling when you're surrounded by a community of other people who get it and who share their success and their knowledge with each other openly. And so if you are feeling called to make your music a full-time career and to be able to reach more people with your music, then I want to invite you to join our community so that we can support your growth and help lift you up as you pursue your musical dreams. You'll be able to interact in a community with other high-level artists, coaches, and industry professionals, as well as be able to participate in our daily live podcasts, meet these amazing guests, and get access to completely free training. If you'd like to join our family of artists who truly care about your success, then click on the link in the show notes and sign up now.
I think the way that I think about the technologies and the advancements and stuff is that it's just a way to unlock participation.
Welcome to the Modern Musician Podcast, where each week I help you turn your passion for making music into a profitable career. This is all about you discovering and expressing who you really are so that you can build a loyal fan base that truly resonates with you and with your music. You can impact more people with your artwork. I'm your host, Michael Walker, and let's get into it. All right, I'm excited to be here today with my new friend, Allison Moore. Allison, let me give you a quick intro. So Allison's the VP of marketing at Splash Music. They're creating next generation fan engagement experiences through tech and experiences. And I was telling her backstage that the timing is great because my son is getting really into Roblox and creating these worlds. We actually created like a vision board this weekend. And one of the things that was on his board was, you're creating, these kinds of spaces and experiences. And now I just stumbled upon Splash Music. I'm like, this looks awesome. Looks really cool. Sounds like you come from a background with services and content strategy at SoundCloud and Sony Music. You're an industry thought leader featured at WMC and other top conferences on music, AI, and gaming. So I'm going to try my best not to like just geek out and like talk too much. I want to hear everything that you're doing at Splash Music because it sounds right up my alley in terms of stuff I love to geek out about. And so I'm excited to connect with you today and just have a conversation about the future of where music is heading and where these tools can help benefit artists to be able to connect with their fans. So yeah. Allison, thank you so much for being here today.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to talk about this. You mentioned the Roblox experience and how we kind of, kids are getting super excited about Roblox and, you know, the lean in behavior there. But, we built the biggest, the largest music game on Roblox with over 520 million plays. Actually, anyone in that game can step on stage and perform. So, there's a lot of exciting things that you can do inside the game, but that's a core experience that our users actually have. And so there's a real like musical base inside of our player base. And so our newest product actually that we've launched is called WeMixed, and that takes that kind of experience a little bit further. Lets fans create their own mixes with artists provided sound drops and then add their own voice and instantly get heard by millions of other fans because the music that they make actually powers the soundtrack to the game.
Mm. Wow. So, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So would love to hear a little bit more about just like the genesis of this idea, how it got created and also maybe to start with just like a breakdown of exactly what it is that you've created on Roblox. Honestly, maybe even for like folks who aren't fully familiar with Roblox, who don't have like a 7-year-old, a kid that's just kind of getting into it right now. Could you share a little bit of an introduction into how it all works?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Roblox is platform for game developers to build on. And in that way, it's, you know, just like most gaming platforms now, incredibly interactive and super, super lean in behavior. It's not just game developers actually building games. It's kids themselves building their own worlds and experiences. You know, I mean, everything about gaming is very interactive and playful. Not a passive type of media. So, you know, when myself and, you know, the team that kind of working on this new mix product, we've sort of applied that same sort of just desire and motivation that we know that kids have inside of these gaming worlds, where they don't just want to passively consume, they actually want to become part of the experience, they want to engage. And when we looked around at the gaming world and we were looking at what was going on in there, we noticed very obviously that music isn't really part of that interactive experience. It is becoming more so, and you know, people are leaning into that, you know, larger studios are leaning into that. But even if you look at the, you know, virtual concerts that go on, oftentimes they're just, you know, big headlines of, hey, so-and-so was here. They're not here anymore. and so what we thought was, you know, why not create, why not actually make music interactive in the gaming space and actually create the opportunity for anyone to participate, to lean in and to actually make music interactive, in that way, to kind of, help kids connect with the music. I mean, games, Roblox, and really any platform that is UGC led at this point is really where kids are discovering each other, opportunity, what they love. And, you know, when we're kids, when you're young, that's when you develop your musical tastes and you fall in love with the bands that you're going to love forever and the genres that you're, you know, that are going to be close to your heart for the rest of your life, really. And so, you know, what better time now than to kind of introduce, you know, different genres and artist sounds and that experience of making music, that kind of, the rush that comes from, you know, knowing that you've made something you can kind of be proud of and that other people get to hear. It isn't just something you've created for yourself. And then it kind of just sits without sharing it out wide. So we're really excited about that. And we think about, you know, the Roblox experience that we have and the mix product we mixed as, you know, we talk about it as an ecosystem, because it really is just like communities supporting each other. You know, it's, hey, we're in here playing this game. I'm on stage. I'm doing my thing. Oh, hey, I'm over here making my own music. And that's powering, you know, the soundtrack to the game and what you can play on stage and stuff. So it's actually kind of it's they're both creator communities and they kind of want to interact together.
That's so cool. So what I'm hearing you say is that you're really the main purpose that's driving the platform that you're building is about helping people connect with each other and to interact more consciously with media rather than just kind of passively, I don't know, watching YouTube, which is like a one-way sided thing. When you have a video game or you have this experience or world, it's really about this two-way connection, about people expressing themselves, about kids who are kind of in the stage to be able to unlock their creativity and express who they are and discover their favorite artists. Would love to hear your perspective on where you think the world is headed for artists in terms of, I mean, obviously, like, this is a good question to, like, make everyone look like a fool, like, you know, 10 years from now. But I'm curious from your perspective, kind of like, it feels like this type of platform is very cutting edge in terms of the direction that things are heading in terms of creating digital spaces and experiences. And so I'm curious from your perspective where if someone's listening to this right now and they're kind of on the edge looking in, but they're a musician and they want to build communities and they want to kind of foster this relationship and the interaction. Why do you think that these types of digital spaces are worth paying attention to?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I think that music is really about connection. full on, like, I guess, like, full stop to that statement, right? Mm-hmm. And I spent a lot of my earlier career doing artist development and, you know, thinking about, like, I want to age myself here, but thinking about what was going on while I was doing artist development over those years of, you know, the emergence of music blogs, and then social media came into play and artists had to try to become, you know, personalities on social media and learn how to post and different things like that. It's really hard to manage all of that now, but it is so critical to actually find the space that's like authentic to you as an artist and actually make the connections with the fans. Like, building a fan base and building your audience around you is the most important thing for artists to do, right? So what I love about this gaming space and you know, just thinking about how we artists are interacting with fans now is that there's, you see it happening, but there's just more and more of that kind of direct connection going on. Artists getting actually access to their fans. That's, you know, kind of a newer thing. You know, having the fans not be like wholly owned by the platforms is super important, but you know, the level of connection is, it needs to be authentic. And, you know, what we see in this space that we're working in with our WeMix product and the idea of like co-creation, that artists and fans can make music together and that it can be interactive in this way, it creates a deeper bond. You know, it's not just fans streaming a track and they're actively making something with your sound. You know, that creates like a level of loyalty and belonging that fans are always looking for. And then, you know, that even the icing on the cake there is that, you know, then they also are become your fan army. They're your amplification, you know, once, you know, they've had a really unique and cool experience with you as an artist, they're going to tell people. That's, you know, that's just what drives that connection and drives growth for artists. But, you know, I think that, artists need to think about the gaming space. They need to, you know, if it's authentic to them and they can lean in, then I encourage them to, because, it's where kids are hanging out. You know, silly thing, but you know, kids used to hang out outside or whatever they did when they got from school with their friends. Now they hang out with their friends in Roblox, and that's cool. You know, in our game, on Roblox, it's actually like a giant skate park, and you can get on a skateboard or bike or rollerblades or whatever you choose as your, you know, vehicle, and hang out with your friends. While you're hanging out with your friends, you're also just having musical experience, and you know, sometimes you might get on stage and perform, you know, a track for yourself. So it's like what we've always done, kids have always done, doing it in this new space. And then the advice to artists is, always go find out where your fans are hanging out, go meet them there, and don't, you know, beg them to come to you, because fans want an authentic experience and they want to be seen.
Mm. Makes sense. Yep. So what I'm hearing you say is that really like the biggest benefit is just from connection, you know, connection and community building. And, you know, when you have these live experiences, people probably in a more direct way are actually building relationships and connecting, because they're there live in person having conversations back and forth, as opposed to like a post that, you know, sort of is lacking that authenticity or that real connection that's happening.
Yeah. You know, in our Roblox game, we actually bring artists in occasionally to do activations. And what I mean by that, just to say it, is we turn them into a Roblox avatar, their likeness into a Roblox avatar, but then they actually come in as the player. So they're powering their avatar. And what's incredible about these experiences always to me is that our user base, whether they know the artist or don't know the artist, they lose their minds over the opportunity to just get a chance to interact with an artist, to ask them questions about how they became an artist or why they want to be, you know, what kind of drove them to this place in their career. And the other thing that's amazing is that you, you see them saying, because like you said, they're connecting right there. There's a chat, and you see them saying things in the chat like, I didn't know who you were before, but I just listened to all of your music and I've added it to all of my playlists. And I, as a marketing person, just, you know, get so much joy out of that. The thing that you normally would maybe pay an influencer to say or do, so, you know, kind of really what you want to happen is happening just so organically inside of this environment. And part of it, I think the reason why, is because it is the natural environment for those fans. And so they just feel comfortable and they just fan out.
Mm. Cool. Yeah. I mean, it just reminds me of my relationship with my kids and like, and making music for them. And you know, kids are just so wonderful, like wonderful, like, cause they're just like pure, you know, pure energy. Yes. And they're totally so innocent and also just like, sorry, where I'm just like in awe from like everything. So like they really do, like it can make a really positive impact on them. I think like having that type of experience where they can interact with an artist that they look up to. One question I have around, I mean, obviously this space is like very cutting edge and it's new. I'm guessing that the audience tends to skew towards like younger kids who are playing Roblox. What would your advice be for someone that this is really kind of pushing their comfort zone, or they're not necessarily super tech savvy? Like, is this still something that you think that those folks should start to explore as well to get familiar with it? Or you think this is more something that's like you'd recommend for someone who is really geeking out about, you know, technology in this kind of world? Or what are your thoughts there?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think like I keep using this word authenticity, because I think it is really important. You know, if we always tell artists, like, if you're comfortable coming in and hanging out in the game and, you know, interacting with fans, then you should do that. You know, but what I can say, for at least from in the Splash ecosystem, is that, you know, our WeMix product is, it's actually a way for artists to kind of tap into this same experience and same audience, you know, if they're not tech savvy or they're not super, you know, leaned in on that side, to kind of do it, to still participate and kind of participate at scale. So if you don't mind, talk a little bit about how that works, just so you know what I mean. But we work directly with artists to develop sound drops on the WeMix platform. And the sound drops, they capture the essence of the artist's sound. So whether that be, you know, the sound of a focus track or the sound of an album or era in their career. And then fans on our platform, they pick a sound to mix with that fits their vibe. And then they hum or sing some lyrics into their phone. No gear or studio equipment or setup or anything like that required. And we sort of magically turn that fan input, vocal input, into a high quality musical expression that represents the artist sound and the fan personalization. So that's cool. And, you know, doesn't, like, the artist puts their, you know, the artistry up front into the sound drop, and then the fan's able to sort of, you know, create that personalization. Those are the kinds of like connection bonds that we're talking about that an artist can do at scale without participating necessarily in the Roblox, you know, world or experience. But then those musical expressions, they power the soundtrack to our game. It's a, you know, user generated and personalized soundtrack that lives inside of that. And then, you know, we have dual attribution on anywhere that those fan mixes appear. So, you know, Allison made a mix with Vandalux, and that's, you know, something really cool. It serves both as the way that I get to connect and fall in love with that artist, and also, you know, a way for that artist to get discovered by that audience of gamers who are super leaned in and really paying attention.
Mm. That's so interesting. So what I'm hearing you say is that with these sound drops, like, really a huge part of the platform is about the co-creation and about like artists creating the base materials for fans to actually create their own remixes and create their own like twist on the songs themselves. It does seem like that's one point that comes up a lot during this podcast, is from folks who are talking about the importance of in community building for everyone to have sort of a shared identity, or to be able to express themselves through your music. And it's kind of a humbling experience, I think, as an artist, when you realize that it's bigger than just you, but it's really about, you know, the fans and their expression and their identity with your music and how they've kind of taken that in their own way. So it makes a lot of sense that the remix, you know, kind of features that you've built into it have really helped people to build a stronger bond, a stronger relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's like fandom is always been about self-expression, right? And I mean, for as long as I've been a fan, I think, and you know, it becomes part of who you are. It's part of how you build your community. It's part of how you find your people. You know, I think what's maybe different now is just the technology around it, right? Like, you know, I mean, if, you know, most young people, I would say, would consider themselves content creators, you know, rather than passive consumers, because of the developments in technology and because of the platforms that are available, like these gaming spaces where they just create and they just create effortlessly, and that just becomes part of who they are. You know, but to be able to do it with music, super easy, super simple, you know, express yourself, and in that way also find your community and get support from other people and become part of, you know, the musical experience. That's, you know, I think that's just something that we're going to see even more and more of. I cannot imagine that we're going to go any other direction anyway, which I will say I love, because, you know, I think like one of the things that I didn't say this before, but I'm a musician myself. And, you know, I grew up, I was a super shy kid, and musical expression to me was like how I kind of practiced that outward, you know, behavior that I was trying to learn. And, you know, it's hard for me when I see people that they kind of like lose their confidence in musical expression. You know, I mean, everyone is inherently musical. When we're born, we're musical. And I think, you know, we all sort of lose that, the confidence in that, and the kind of fun and the playfulness and the expression of music, whether that be through, you know, vocalization or instrumentation or movement even. And what we love about, or this, you know, what we love about WeMix and what's going on inside of our Roblox game is that you were kind of changing people's relationship to music. If you can actually just sing, do your best effort and sing into your phone and output something that you can actually be proud of and you want to share with your friends, you know, that's a pretty powerful experience. And we see it actually in the fan inputs. Is just a little interesting tidbit for the nerdy musical side of me. But, you know, listening to some of the fan inputs, you'll hear people who do repeat mixes and, you know, kind of like make multiple mixes. You can hear the confidence in their voice sort of coming back after doing it multiple times and kind of like getting it under their belt. They become more connected to the experience of making music. And, you know, that's just something that I think is like super, super important to, for humans to do. and something that's kind of been missing, I think, in definitely in the gaming space, and also in the music space, I would say. In the fandom space, I should correct myself.
Thank you for sharing that. I mean, there's a few points where you're sharing that I started to feel like emotional, because it's something that I really resonate with, is sort of this value of, you know, you deserve to be heard. And when you mentioned like kids as they're growing up, and they haven't built those layers of shame or guilt yet about expressing who they are. And it's actually on my vision board that I had made. There's like, it says, you deserve to be heard. And it seems like that's one of those things that you're seeing happen, is that people are kind of learning to become more comfortable with who they are, expressing their voice and connecting with that. Is, you know, so it feels like that's one of the great mysteries or reasons that we're here, that we're alive, is to figure out who, you know, to express ourselves and, you know, and giving people the platform to be able to share who they are and their voice is really important.
Yeah.
Platform.
Totally. Yeah. I mean, besides the fact that music is, you know, good for us and all of that, you know, musical. But yeah, it's super important. I think it's like, I think that's actually, like I said, what been one of the most interesting takeaways of doing this project of building WeMix. It's just that, like, not knowing if, you know, people are going to come in and have a lyric idea for in their head that they want to sing, or have a little melody, you know, kind of, we weren't really sure when we set out. I mean, you know, you know it in your gut, you feel it, you know, it's going to happen, but until you kind of start to get the, you know, the real examples, but what we've heard from our user base and, you know, kind of seen the mixes that they've made and heard them, it's, they'll find they'll stop it at nothing to make, a better and better mix each time, and to kind of, you know, find a way to sort of get their lyrics in there or share their little melody that they've made up. And wow, you know, that's just incredible. It's really cool to be part of that.
It's really cool. Yeah, well, one thing I'd be curious to hear your perspective on is, it feels like we're in sort of like a crossroads right now for humanity in some ways, where technology is evolving so fast now that we have AI and we have the internet and social media, and there's a lot of amazing blessings and things that just it would have been hard to even imagine 100 years ago. And it's just going faster and faster. So I think there's a lot of excitement and new opportunities, but also I think that there's like a growing movement as well that's sort of at tension with the idea of technology and progress and sort of a feeling of not wanting to lose our humanity or lose ourselves in digital spaces like social media. And I would love to hear your perspective on just sort of like that tension. And I want to hear your answer first and just kind of get your perspective for anyone that, especially musicians who are really in touch with who they are and expressing themselves and might have that fear or concern about technology. How can we use this in a healthy way to actually not lose ourselves, but actually, you know, connect with people and express ourselves more?
Yeah, I mean, what a wonderful question. And I mean, I feel like it does come up in a lot of these, you know, circles that we talk in and on panels and things like that. And, you know, what I usually say, you know, I always sort of come back to this, which I think is like, you know, none of the technologies, you know, whether that be the platforms or the softwares, AI, things like that, it's, you know, it shouldn't be, and it's not here to replace artistry and, you know, creativity. I think the way that I think about the technologies and the advancements and stuff is that it's just a way to unlock participation. It's a way to, it's like a doorway, right? Like lower the barrier to any, whatever the entry may be. You know, I think about the benefits often when I try to, I mean, I know that there are those concerns, but I try to think about the benefits. Like, you know, there are globalization benefits to, you know, the technologies that are available to us now, opportunity that wasn't present for many people everywhere, to participate in whatever the conversation or the experience is. I think the thing for artists to remember is that they still are at the core of that. They provide the culture. They create the culture and the sounds and, you know, like the heartbeat of the music that we all love and experience. And so, you know, I think it's a harder challenge for artists now to say, hey, you know, you've got to kind of, you have to hone your artistry. You have to have, you know, you have to lean into that because that is really what will set you apart. But, you know, people don't, I mean, I think specifically in terms of like music making, like lots of people, you know, when they go to create music, their main reference point is a song that they love or an artist that they admire or, you know, an instrumentalist that they, you know, totally stand over. Like there's, usually a reference point, and that reference point is an artist. And so, you know, I think that as long as, you know, artists keep pushing the boundaries of creation and keep, you know, expressing themselves, then we will continue to be able to hold them up as like the center of all of this. You know, I think that's, it's a nice, like, it's a nice worldview to have, like, artistry is artistry and that will never be replaced. But it is really, you know, true. Like, there's, art imitates art, or people say that, you know, because you start out falling in love first and then expressing yourself. And that's sort of the natural progression of things. And I think just the idea is, like, if you can embrace the technologies to help empower you as an artist and help you connect with your fans, or help you, you know, find a global audience that you couldn't previously, or, you know, help your fans participate in what you're doing, then the technologies are all for the better. And then the other thing I would say is just, you know, technologies continue to change over time, and there's always going to be something new. That's always the case. You know, there's always going to be some crazy new technology that comes out. And what I love to see is when the artists just lean full forward into that. They just want to say, like, hey, you know, I'm here to actually just experiment, because that's really what artistry is all about in the first place, you know? And so, I mean, I encourage that type of behavior, but I also fully understand when artists are nervous about it, you know?
Mm-hmm. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah. What I'm hearing you say is that really, like, a lot of, it comes back to that word that you've mentioned a few times, authenticity. And you're using these tools in a way that, you know, actually expresses who you are and expresses your artwork. And you're thinking about the technology not as like a thing that's going to replace who we are or replace the artwork, but really as like a tool that helps us to have a doorway or to bridge, you know, easier and faster between your ideas and your creativity and your art and making them real, making them a reality. And so as long as, you know, we focus on, you know, that part of it, which is the most important part, is the connection, the community, then the technologies evolve and they change, but you know, they really help you to express yourself, you know, more fully and to be able to connect in a faster, easier way.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean, I feel like social media is a big part of the reason that people feel a bit like at dis-ease with technology. And you know, social media, in some ways, I feel like the issue with it is just the medium itself, where it's like, I don't know, people, like, if people are posting stuff and, like, I don't know, editing it down or polishing it, like, it's losing that authenticity that you're talking about. And it's more about, like, you know, trying to make an appearance of looking a certain way. Whereas something like what you've created, this platform, is about live connection and experience. And there's something a lot more authentic and rooted about live connection. It's why music has always been, you know, at its finest when it's live and it's with communities coming together. Cool.
Yeah.
Can you walk me through, I mean, this is really fun. I love what you've created. I love the heart behind it, and I'm excited to dive into it with my son. And yeah, I'm curious, just from like a zooming out, looking at sort of like a pathway for artists, if there's someone listening to this right now who is interested in exploring the platform, who would like to get involved or dive in, what does it look like in terms of like a user journey for like a new artist to hop into the platform and start experimenting?
Yeah. So, you know, like I mentioned, you know, jumping into WeMixed is actually probably the best place to start, because it is, you know, it is just a music community of people creating together. You know, artists can join the platform and get involved and start mixing, making their own mixes and create their own, you know, sort of experience and profile there. You know, there's a lot of social features inside of what we're doing, because we like want to make sure that the fans are getting that level of recognition and, you know, excitement that they that they're looking for in sharing and being proud of their mixes that they've made. But, you know, I think, like, we see artists and creators doing all kinds of really interesting things, like, you know, kind of challenging fans to make songs with particular lyric prompts or, you know, around particular themes, the kind of stuff that, you know, you see happening, you know, on other types of social platforms is just that sort of like getting together and kind of like, you know, challenging each other. But it's not that dissimilar to how the creation process works for artists in general, right? It's like getting in a room and kind of like jamming on an idea and seeing what comes out. You know, joining the WeMix, you know, community is, you know, what I would encourage. And then, you know, like I said, we work directly with artists if they're interested in actually putting their sounds on our platform for fans to mix with, which they can certainly, you know, join in with us from that side as well. And we think, you know, that, you know, there's a ton of, you know, benefit there. Artists, you know, on the WeMix platform have been heard, you know, over 650 million times via thousands and thousands of these fan created mixes that promote the artist sound. But it's not actually just the artists who are getting noticed. So like I keep saying, like the fans who make the mixes, you know, they're actually reaching hundreds of thousands of plays themselves on the collaborations with the artists. And, you know, like I said, we have a dual attribution model. So anywhere that mix appears, it's going to say, you know, who the fan was that made it and who the artist was that, you know, was the starter of that sound. And, you know, it's, like I say, it's just creating that like deeper level of connection and that loyalty of like when you make something together with somebody and you can kind of both put your name on it, there's something to be proud of there. So, and that's like a shared experience that, you know, you get to have.
Mm. Super smart. I mean, there's so many good things that happen with collaboration and co-creation. What it reminds me of is like an analogy of having two fires that kind of, you know, alone, you know, they're fires, but when you put them together, it burns brighter. And then when you bring them apart, they're both burning brighter because the fire isn't like limited to like one, or it's not like it steals like the fire. It's like, no, like it literally coming together, yeah. It creates like a greater flame. Yeah. So those kinds of collaborations are a really cool thing to, you know, to explore. It's great that it's built directly into the platform. And I know a lot of artists do a lot of co-creations and collaborations, and it just seems like a beautiful, you know, beautiful way to create together.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I can like say from like past experience as well, my other, you know, roles, it's when creators are able to find each other easily and to discover each other's sound super easily, you know, like that is when new genres emerge and different things happen in the music space that weren't happening before. So I think, you know, being able to just kind of create an open, you know, opportunity for people to find and connect. Again, it's that connection thing, right? Like music is just all about connection. It's about just connecting with whatever it is. It's the artistry, it's the person, it's the artist, it's the fan, it's the sound. It's just, you know, being able to connect. And then what we believe is just being able to participate, to kind of jump in and just throw your voice on that and, you know, make it something that you feel proud of.
Awesome. Yeah, that was one thing that flashed as we were talking earlier, just like how cool it would be to use this platform for artists to find co-creators and to like write songs together. If I can totally imagine a future where, because co-writing has always been so important for songwriting and collaboration, but often, I mean, it's great to be in person together, but also there's so many benefits to like remotely being able to hop on, you know, something like Zoom and be able to like co-create, but it's very like limited to our little, you know, our little tiny screen. So
that's right.
You gotta imagine that in the future, it's going to be like, we'll be here, but like together in like a space, and we'll be able to write together. And it seems like the platform that you're building is well suited for that type of collaboration.
Yeah, it absolutely is. We're really looking forward to seeing how it evolves. Cause I think the other thing that's totally true is like, you know, artists and creators, they're just going to keep creating and iterating and finding new ways to, you know, turn it into something even cooler. We get to create the technology and to set it up and to talk to people, you know, about why they should come and become a part of it. But then the actual creative energy that lives inside of that community. I mean, it's uncontrollable, and we would never want to, you know, we just want to let it kind of grow and build and become something special.
Mm-hmm. So cool. Yeah, it's like the soul of the community, the soul of the platform. Awesome. Well, Allison, this has been a great conversation. Really excited to explore the platform more myself. I appreciate you taking the time to come on here and share a little bit about what you've created. For anyone that's listening or watching this right now who is also excited about exploring the platform and wants to get started, what's like the first place that they can go to dive deeper?
Yeah, well, I encourage you to check out WeMixed.com. So that's WeMixed.com, WeMixed. And sign up and just jump in and, you know, listen to check out some of the cool fan mixes that are there, and then just give it a try yourself. It's super easy to do.
Awesome. Like always, we'll put all the links in the show notes for easy access. And Allison, thanks again for being on the podcast today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This was awesome.
Hey, this is Michael, and I just wanted to say thank you for tuning into this episode of the podcast. I hope you found it really valuable, and if you did, if you want to share the word, we really appreciate you leaving a 5-star review on the podcast channel. If you want to learn more about the guest, you can check out the show notes for the links. And before you go, I wanted to remind you that I'm looking for new artists to mentor personally. Before we get started, we always offer a free 30-minute coaching call to make sure it's a good fit before you get your campaign launched. At this point, the artists that we've worked with have hit over 561.3 million streams, a number one album on iTunes, and have helped many artists grow from scratch to making a full-time income with their music online. In a few rare cases, they've even been able to generate $1 million per year with their music. That being said, we are very selective with who we work with, just based on who's the best fit and who we can best serve. And because we have a limited amount of time available for those free sessions, we do require an application process where you can submit your music and you can apply for a free coaching call with our team. So if you're interested, go ahead and click on the link in the show notes to submit an application, share one of your songs. We look forward to checking out your music, and we'll see you in the next episode.